Father, we want to say thank you for this morning. We want to thank you for this new day. We want to thank you for your spirit that dwells in us. We want to thank you for your word. We want to thank you for who you are. For there's no other God except you. We've come today to worship you, to praise you, to honor you, and to receive your word. Father, Lord, we ask that our heart be open to receive your word. And as your word comes forth by your spirit, Lord, that it shall dwell deeply in us. We say thank you, Lord Jesus. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Faith, the pathway to open doors, part two. So I'm going to just do a little introduction this morning. And I pray as we do, God, we're going to bless our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Faith is not a religious buttock. Hallelujah. He made us understand that faith is not a positive confession. Faith is not a positive confession. And our eyes were open to deeper things. And I was discussing with Mayor yesterday, and he said something that he got thinking when Pastor was preaching in the second service, and he meditated and he found out that what he said was actually truth. I say, yeah, that's it. So this morning we're going to look in more deeper into it. And we're going to look as faith and open doors. We could remember in the previous teaching, I said, open doors is like an access. When you hear open door, it means God has given you access. When you hear open doors, it denotes new seasons, you understand? So I'm bringing it back because I want to merge it so that we can understand how we walk through it with faith. So it's a new season. So when you hear open doors, God is saying, I've given you new seasons. But first of all, we have to understand this open door, because when we hear open door, our mindset, most of the times when I've related with some people, it just shifts to just blessing. God has opened door for finances to me. It's just more than that. Hallelujah. It's what? It's more than that. It's just bigger than that. So we want to look some at open door. Hallelujah. So when we talk of open doors, from Revelation 4, verse 1, it can also denote new spiritual dimension. From Revelation chapter 4, verse 1, when God said, this is your season of open door, this is your year of open door, it's not necessarily meaning that there's going to be so much outflow of finances, because that is where our mind always goes. So it can also mean that there's a new season of spiritual dimension. Revelation 4, verse 1. After these I looked, and behold, the door was open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was as it were of a trumpet talking with me, which said, come up hither, and I will show you things which must be worth hereafter. So you might have been pursuing to get some insight, to get some deeper spiritual insight, and it's not coming forth. But as a result of God saying, now this is your year of open door, do you know what it means? He has granted you a season for you to now ascend to what? To that spiritual heights. That's why I say, come up, Peter. That means you have been granted that, how do I call it? That opportunity now that you have been seeking. That spiritual height you have been seeking. And I say now, I have opened the door for you. Why? To what? To access that spiritual dimension. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So it's not just necessary money. We can also say that it can be a door of new ministerial ground. When he said open doors, it can be new ministerial ground as a minister. Hallelujah. You can see that in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, 12, and in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 2, 12, and Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, verse 8. 2 Corinthians 2:12 and Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 from verse 8. And it also means a new doors of salvation. Salvation. It said, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord. Now we'll see in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16. You see the door he was trying to talk about. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 verse 8 and 9. Acts of the Apostles chapter 16 verse 8 and 9. He said, and they passing by Mysia came down to what? Verse 9. And a vision appeared unto Paul in the night, which stood a man of Macedonia and prayed him, saying, come over into Macedonia and help us. So what happened? God showed Paul that I have given you an open door. That means a ministerial ground in where? In Macedonia. So most of the times we go to a place to preach. Yes, God said, yes, go and preach the gospel. Right? Right? But let me tell you something. When God says, go and preach the gospel, there are a place he wants you at a time, a season to go to. There are places when you go, you struggle because he has not opened that place to you. Hallelujah. But here, in the vision, it was open to Paul that he has given him grounds of ministry where? In Macedonia. And when he went there, if you read ahead, you see that, see, souls were won. What? Souls were won. I could remember a preaching from Pastor Chris. He was saying something and he said he was praying and God gave him an open door to South Africa. And he was asking God when. And when the time came, he said, when he got to South Africa, the first time he heard to say it was two stadiums that was packed up. And the lives that were won that day was so much. Why? God gave him what? An open door. We are going to see an open door in terms of salvation. At times you have been preaching to a particular person and he's not coming for nothing. See, when God gives you an open door to your salvation, see, you don't even talk much. You see those people coming to Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It might be in your family. You have been trying to convince your brother, your sister, your cousin, and you've been preaching the word of God to him or her, and it seems like the heart is so strong. See, when God opens the door of salvation unto him or that family, see, you will not even say anything. It will just what? It will just come. You see the person receiving Christ. So it can also mean when he said open door. So it's in your family, he's opening a door of salvation to people that are not yet saved. Hallelujah. It can also denote a door of blessing. Yes, yes, yes. Open doors to blessing. So when he said open door, that means there's an unusual blessing that's going to pour out that day. You can see it in Psalm 78. Verse 23 and 24. Psalm 78, verse 23 and 24. And we can also say that when he say open door, it can also denote that he has given you freedom. 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 That's Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, verse 26. And Acts of the Apostles chapter 5 and 19. It said, and Paul was locked in the prison and Peter was locked in the prison and the angel of the Lord came and opened what? The gates. And what? And they were set free. That's freedom. Huh? Right? That's freedom. So it might also be freedom from spiritual bondage. Maybe in your family. And God is saying, no, this season of open door, there's going to be freedom from those spiritual bondage. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. But to walk through this part, what we need is faith. And faith for us, for believers, is God's desire persuasion. Is God's divine persuasion. Faith for us as believers is what? Is God's divine what? Persuasion. Is God warranting, satisfying that the revelation he embedded will come to pass? Faith also is worth I said, faith is God warranty certifying that the revelation he imbedded will come to pass in his own way, not your way. Not your way. And this is where we're going to stay more. Most times we have faith for what God has not imbedded into us. And that's what our pastor was saying on Sunday, that our faith comes when we hear the voice of God. The Bible says in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, and it said, faith cometh by what? By hearing, and hearing what? The word of God. Hold on. Hearing, and hear by hearing what? The word of God. So outside the word of God, there's no faith. That is why he said, faith is not what? A positive what? Confession. That you are making a positive confession does not mean you have faith. Because why? Faith is only in God's word. And Paul said, the word of faith that we what? That we preach. So the moment you hear the word of God, and it's just not about hearing. When you hear that word hearing, it is a deeper. It means when you receive his word, you have to receive his word. Many are hearing, but few are receiving the word of God. And that is why faith has not come deep into them. And the word there in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, is not the word logos. Is the word rhema. Is the word what? Rhema. Not logos. It's not logos. It's the word what? Rhema. You can see that word also in John chapter 14 when Jesus said, the word I speak unto you. That means the rhema I speak unto you. I do not speak of myself, but what? Of the Father. So, until you receive rhema, it is not logos. Logos is the word of God for us. But rhema is the word of God for you. That is why we can be in a meeting and there are seven cripples in the house. And the word of God came from the man of God and said, now, stand up and walk. Four of them will be saying, is he talking to us? But the other one will stand up and walk. Because why? He said, he's talking to me. What did he receive? He received rhema. Are you getting something? So, until it comes, it comes to you as rhema, which is the voice of God. Because the Bible is not actually the word of God. Because the Bible contains the word of God. So, as you are reading the word of God, you are getting logos. But in the place of reading, you can receive rhema. So, it is when you receive rhema, when you hold on to that rhema, that it grants you access to what? That pathway to what? To the open doors. God wants us to shift our mind from this. That positive confession, I was just sitting that day, I was like, God, wow, this deep. No. No. God is only backing his word. It is only what God has said to you and you have received that God will back up. Only what God has said to you and now you receive it, it will back up. He has, see, the fullness of God will back up that word. That is why he said his word shall never what? Return back to him. It must accomplish that where he has said it to. As long as you receive that word, as long as you take it as rhema, let me tell you, it must come to pass. So, if God has said to us that this is the year of open doors, we are not praying for open doors again because he has already said it. I'll show you. I'll show you something now. Please, Mida, can you put up that stuff for me on the screen? See, when he said he has given us open door, he's not going to do it. He has already done it. Are you getting something? So the moment God speaks, hear this. The moment God speaks, it is already done. That you have not seen it or you have not received it does not mean it is not done. Now watch this. It was yesterday night that God gave me this. See, this is a spiritual realm. You can see some doors there, right? And this is a natural realm. There's nothing here. But God said now, I have given you open doors. This is it here. But you are not seeing it manifested here. Why? Something is missing. Now, when you come down here, you see the spiritual realm. It's nothing is there again. Why? There's the faith. So, faith is the bridge that takes you from the spiritual realm. That thing God has said to you, which he has done in the spiritual realm. So, faith is that bridge that connects the spiritual realm to the natural realm. So, when you walk in that faith, what happens? You see it here manifest in the natural realm. Are you understanding something now? That is why I say faith is the pathway to your open door. God has already spoken open door to your life. God has already said, no, this is what I'm doing for you this season. But you have not yet seen it manifested because why? There is a bridge that connects the spiritual realm to the natural realm, which is what? Faith. And this faith comes by what? By what you have had. You did not see it yet. The reason I did not put it there because why? It is the voice that you hear. Because the hearing gives you to this place called faith, and it brings you here. Likewise, truth. See what is here, truth. See what is here. Star. That is fact. I'll tell you what it means here. But here in truth, you did not see anything again. What did you see? You see what? Good. No more starry. This starry means something like bad. Now, let me give you an illustration. You have a sickness in your body. You are feeling some pains in your body. But the truth about God's word is what? You have been healed. Let me tell you, truth does not deny facts. But truth overcomes facts. Get something. Are you understanding something? Eh? So, in your body, you are feeling the pain. But the moment the truth of God's word comes to you, you receive it and faith comes. What happened? The facts is taken away. What happened? Truth comes here. Are you getting something? Are you understanding something? So, the moment God speaks truth, and we understand that the word of God is truth. Oh, are you understand? The word of God is what? Is truth. So, when God speaks to you, and you receive that word, see, and you activate, it comes to manifestation. So, God says this, and here of open door. What have you received? Are you still saying God is saying to us or is saying to me? Have you personalized it? Have you received it as it is you God is saying to? Are you understanding something? Pastor always said something. He said he teaches, he likes to experience it. Then he teaches it. Last 2 weeks, Thursday, prayer department over there, I said the same thing to them. I said, I like to teach people what I have been taught, and now I walk through it and I saw it. I'll be able to teach it more, and I will teach it better. Because Jesus said, of all that he began to do and teach, he did not teach first. He began to do and teach. See, we are too rushing to teach. You get them and you want to teach. Have you seen it work in your life? Of all that he began to do, and what? And teach, not teach and do. No, you do it. You see it work, then you can tell this person that he's working. We are here and Pastor Kule was here teaching. I'm man enough. And he said something. He said, check your account. First, that was the first Sunday in July, our mid-year Thanksgiving. I can never forget it. See, there are things you encounter you cannot forget, you understand? You can't forget it. And he said, check your accounts. By the end of that year, you see it shall be what? Double. I don't know how many people, if you are there, see it will be double. The moment he said it, I was sitting at his back. I quickly opened my account. I saw it. I wrote it down. In the process of writing it down, the Spirit of God said something to me. You can take more than double. And I said, okay, 10 times. That was what came to my spirit. I said, 10 times. Behold, I will tell you why it feels like it's impossible for you to get 10 times. Because that year was the year I lost my father and we were preparing for his burial. If you're an Igbo man, you know what it takes to bury a father. Not just a father that has one of the highest titles in your town. So you understand what it means. You know the expenses that is involved. See, after that burial, which we did January 20, January 2023. I came back home after expenses. And suddenly one day I was just praying and the Spirit of God said, have you gone back to check your account? Behold, I went back to check my Access Bank. It was not up to. It did not even reach double. And he said, that is not the account. Go to your Fidelity. And I checked my Fidelity. It was 10 times, more than 10 times that Pastor Kule said. What did I receive? I received Rema. We are all here. I don't know how many people got that Rema. But I received Rema. And I got more than what even he said. So what am I trying to say? You are not running after the Logos of God. It is good. Logos of God is good. But for you to walk through this pathway of faith, you have to walk this word. Rema. That voice of God. That voice of God. That voice of God. That voice of God. What is God saying to you? In this season of open door, what has God said to you? Which of the aspect of the open door is he taking you to? Is he leading you to? Are you still saying God said to Noah Zak is a year of open door? And let me see. You will stay here and you will not see anything. But until you personalize it and receive it, let me tell you, there's no of no sure you must see it come to pass. Tell your Bible. Receive Rema. Say to your neighbor, receive Rema. Don't turn another person again. Say, receive Rema. Rema. Just bow your head down and begin to talk to God this minute.